This is KUT. This year, Austin police have gotten 7 reports of sexual assaults by drivers for transportation network companies, companies like Uber or Lyft. That's one reason some members of the Austin City Council are pushing for tougher regulations for these companies, including requiring drivers to have fingerprint background checks. Right now, the companies do background checks that aren't verified by fingerprinting. Uber has aggressively lobbied against the proposal. Lyft agrees with Uber, but is taking a softer approach. As KUT's Kate McGee reports, some are questioning Uber's tactics.
At 2:45 a.m. on April 25th, an Austin police officer responded to the Callaway House on 22nd Street, an off-campus residence hall near UT. According to the police report, which was heavily redacted to protect the survivor's identity, someone who was crying and shook up met an officer outside of the building. The person said their Uber driver sexually assaulted them. Since April, there have been 6 other reports of alleged sexual assaults by Transportation Network Company, or TNC, drivers in Austin. 5 reports against Uber drivers and 2 against Lyft drivers. In that same period, there have been 3 reports of alleged sexual assaults by traditional cab drivers. It's one reason Emily LeBlanc wants fingerprint background checks for drivers. She's with SafePlace, the Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Prevention Group. Traditional cab drivers already go through a fingerprint background check. At a city council meeting in October, LeBlanc said SafePlace has worked with 4 survivors in the last 3 months who were assaulted by a TNC driver.
In each of those cases, the victim called a TNC to try to be safe after drinking alcohol, so as to not drive intoxicated. It horrifies me that in a woman's attempt to be safe, she might instead be assaulted.
Uber did not respond to multiple requests for an interview with KUT. In public testimony, Uber has stood behind its current background check system and argues fingerprint background checks will add an extra burden, especially for part-time drivers. Lyft says it will not operate in cities that require fingerprint background checks. One way Uber has responded to the debate at City Hall is through advertising. In one ad, the company promotes itself as a safe option home, especially for women.
As a woman, Uber really makes me feel safe.
When I call a car, I know where it is, who's the driver, the license plate number.
For a girl in her mid-20s traveling by herself, it's really nice.
LeBlanc says she finds the ad offensive.
Let me be clear, I don't think Uber or Lyft want rapists driving for them. However, you know, I think it's irresponsible to put commercials on TV advocating that this is a safe option for young women, knowing what they know.
LeBlanc isn't the only person questioning Uber's promotional style. Last month, 2 women filed a lawsuit in California against the company. Both women were sexually assaulted by their Uber drivers. They chose to call an Uber after they had been drinking. Jean Christensen says Uber is misleading customers. She's one of the lawyers representing the women in the lawsuit.
It's misleading on the company's part by intentionally marketing to women and to people who have been drinking when the company knows that it has not thoroughly checked the backgrounds of these drivers.
Earlier this month, Uber filed a motion to dismiss the suit. They argue because the women agreed to Uber's terms of service, they do not have a claim. Back in Austin, 6 of the 7 sexual assault reports involving Uber or Lyft are suspended, and 1 is still open. A spokesman with the Austin Police Department says suspended doesn't mean the cases are closed. Officers could be waiting for evidence to be processed, or they're having trouble getting in touch with victims. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo also did not respond to multiple requests for comment for this story. But when asked about the reported sexual assaults in a story on KXAN, the police chief said people who are, quote, apt to commit a crime look for easy targets.
You should never feel 100% safe. You should always be aware. More importantly, I always talk about don't be getting publicly intoxicated. It makes you really a target for people that will take advantage of you.
University of Texas professor Noelle Bush Armendariz thinks about these issues daily. She studies sexual assault. Bush Armendariz says while there's often a correlation between alcohol consumption and sexual assault,
you would never be responsible for somebody else sexually assaulting you because they've made the decision to make that happen.
When we talk about sexual assault, she says it's common to focus on more controllable aspects.
It's easier to point to the behavior that we can easily criticize. So the alcohol caused the sexual assault, and that becomes very victim blaming, and so it silences the victim from coming forward.
Acevedo did not respond to requests to discuss this issue. Both Uber and Lyft automatically suspend any driver accused of sexual assault until a police investigation is complete. But Emily LeBlanc with Safe Place says more could be done to keep the community safe.
And sometimes that means going above and beyond what is required of us by law. To do the right thing because it's the right thing, even if it costs us money or makes our job a little more difficult.
Since my interview with LeBlanc, Uber created a new safety advisory committee, and they launched a new feature called SafetyNet. It allows you to share your ride details with 5 contacts. LeBlanc says that's great, but not a substitute to thorough background checks. She also suggests another addition for ride-sharing companies, a feature that allows passengers to specifically request a female driver.
I would love to not have to worry about that. And I would love to have that option, you know, when I don't want to drive my car. And I would feel safer knowing that women are far less likely to be perpetrators of sexual assault than males.
It's unclear how Uber feels about this idea. They did not respond to requests for comment. The city council is expected to vote on the proposed regulations Thursday. Kate McGee, KUT News.